Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. This is day 23 in our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Again, continuing on, and this is actually the last segment of this, Who I Am in Messiah Yeshua. The word says that I am a joint heir with Messiah, Romans 8:17. I am a conqueror through him who loves me, Romans 8:37. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, Revelation 12:11. I am a partaker of his divine nature, 2 Peter 1, 3-4. I am an ambassador for Yeshua, 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am a part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a set apart, holy kadosh nation, a purchased people, 1 Peter 2:9. I am the righteousness of God in Yeshua the Messiah, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am the temple of the set apart spirit. I am not my own, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am the head and not the tail, and I am above only and not beneath, Deuteronomy 26:13. I am a spiritual light in the world, Matthew 5:14. I am his elect, full of mercy, kindness, humility, and long-suffering, Colossians 3:12 and Romans 8:33. I am forgiven all of my sins and washed in the blood of Yeshua, Ephesians 1:7. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom, Colossians 1:13. I am redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty, Galatians 3:13 and Deuteronomy 28:15 to 68. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with gratitude, Colossians 2:7. I am called of God to be the voice of his praise, 2 Timothy 1:9, Psalm 66:8. I am healed by the stripes of Yeshua, 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:6. I am raised up with Messiah and seated in heavenly places, Colossians 2:12 and Ephesians 2:6. I am greatly loved by God, Colossians 3:12, Romans 1:7, 1 Thessalonians 1:4 and Ephesians 2:24. I am strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, Colossians 1:11. And I am submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Yeshua. Just want to end, actually this is a page from one of my online devotionals, book 1, page 5. Leviticus 11:45, for I am Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is a quote from Daniel Juster, Growing to Maturity, a Messianic Jewish guide. You are to be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. Leviticus 20:26. What are the marks of holiness? They are not as the world so often thinks, dark clothing, glum faces, and external pretentious shouts of piety. A holy person is a person of deep joy. Again, we see Yahweh reminding us that we are to be holy as he is holy. Through the blood of Yeshua, we are redeemed from the land of Egypt, the land of sin. Through his blood he has made us holy. Through his blood he has made us righteous. We are no longer sinners, but made holy and righteous because he paid the price. He was and is the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Messiah Yeshua. Our new nature is repelled by sin. Sinning no longer comes natural to us, because when we do sin, immediately our spirit is not in agreement with that sin and reminds us that we are not doing what is in line with his Torah word, because he has now written that Torah upon our hearts so that we are walking in a way that pleases him. The word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His gift of salvation has provided us with his healing promises, promises of deliverance, promises of prosperity, promises of joy and peace and love. But most important, he has promised eternal life, that someday we will rule and reign with Messiah. What does holiness look like? It looks like the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh. It looks like Yeshua. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, Galatians 5:23. Now those who belong to Messiah Yeshua have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5:24-25. To walk in holiness is to walk in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh and let His fruit daily manifest in our lives and walk as Yeshua walked.